Mikey and Rin Eden, yum.
A show about the serious and not so serious parts of our edible world. Let's eat.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mikey and Rin Eden. It's your buddy, Mikey.
Hey. It's your friend, Rinda.
Buddy and friend. How you doing, friend, buddy?
I'm great, champ. How are you?
Good sport. I used to have a whole series of things that I would call people when I couldn't remember their name, which was frequent.
Which was often, yeah.
It was like captain and bro. I mean, there's so many, especially in men's world. Totally. There's so many. Well, I guess women's world, you can say sweetie and whatever. And
hey, you know, girl.
Hey, girl. Mm-hmm. We remember all of your names, listeners. Every single one of you. Also, thanks for wearing your name tags. This is a show about food, fun, fuck, fudge.
I thought you were going to say farts.
Farts. Oh, farts. Yeah. Lots of F words. And every week we get together and we talk about life and the things that we're eating and the things that you should be eating and also just kind of funny stuff related to food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mikey is a trained chef, went to the Culinary Institute of America.
I did.
And does food innovation now.
Sure.
I love food.
Mm.
I'm also an acupuncturist and an herbalist, and I always think about food as like a way to give yourself beautiful medicine, whether that's like, I don't know, some ginger because your belly's not feeling so good, or a chocolate chip cookie because your heart's not feeling so good.
Yeah. Good for you doesn't have to necessarily mean like healthy in the traditional sense.
Totally.
I was just
reading. Not always nutrient dense,
that's
right?
That's true. Yeah. I was just reading a thing from that Deepak Chopra, who I don't think of him as like, I just said his name like Deep Rock Water. Like Deep Rock Chopri.
You said it like how, oh God, what's his name? Said Idina Menzel's.
Oh, John Travolta.
Yeah.
And welcome to the stage. I just was no, he didn't even say it even close. It wasn't like he slurred it. It was just like Adia Matson, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. If you haven't seen that clip, it was some music awards show.
Yeah, I think it was
introducing.
The Grammys.
Yeah. She's arguably the most famous
Broadway, you know, like, person.
Yeah, well, Broadway, or, and then also Disney movies.
I mean,
and,
Frozen, sure.
Yeah.
She's made more money off Frozen than Johnny T has made probably off of all his movies.
Yeah. But it's really funny to listen to him introduce her. Oof. And
well, it sounds like he's having a stroke.
It. Yeah, he blows it.
But no, Deepak Chopra said, who I don't really like think of. I mean, I know that he's like a health and meditation guy or whatever.
Sure.
Cult leader. I kind of feel like he is. At least he maybe isn't, but his followers, people like think about him in such a deified way that it makes me uncomfortable. But he said that inflammation is the, I can't remember how he said it, but it's like our next world war, kind of like inflammation is the biggest threat to humankind, basically. Yeah. And I just thought that was interesting.
I don't know that I necessarily disagree with that.
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah. No. Quick side note about Deepak Chopra. I did a nutrition training course in New York City called the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. And he was one of our speakers, which I was really excited about. We had some incredible people like Sally Fallon and all these people that were just really big, loomed large in the nutrition world for me. And he was really interesting on stage. And he kept sort of doing this like, is the chair here or do we just think it's here sort of a thing?
Like, what
a
little, the bleep do we know?
Yeah, a little like the secret kind of stuff. Yeah. And I just couldn't go down I couldn't go on that journey with him.
Yeah, sure.
But I looked around.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody was like, yeah, man. Yeah.
Yeah, deep.
People were deep in the Deepak. It was wild to look around and see people had just like drunk the Kool-Aid.
Oh, yeah. And, it wasn't Kool-Aid, but it was, they had drunk the
the wheatgrass.
The rose water. I mean,
it was wild.
This reminds me of, I grew up in a city with a lot of Christians, hippo-Christians. And my parents, we got into this group where it was a bunch of people that I was in class with and like a lot of cool popular kids or whatever. And then their parents, and this was like a family group or whatever. And so we'd have these dinners and we hosted the first one. And my family's not religious. And we didn't know that it wasn't religious. This was just the idea. It was just getting all the families together, right? And so after dinner, we all all the kids kind of sat in a circle, which I should have been like warning signs should have gone off. And then all
red flag.
And all the parents were kind of around in the room. And there was like a conversation starter sort of thing, maybe even like a little booklet. I don't know. There was like things to start the conversation. I think the idea was like, oh, we would all kind of have these group talks.
Yeah.
And the first question in the group in our kids circle, we're all like 14 or something like that. There it was, who's your hero? And I went first. I might have told this on the show before, but I went first and I said, well, I'm my hero. Which dope answer anyways, Mike, cool. But I was like, you know, I should be leading by example, and I should be the best thing that I want to see in the world or something like that. I should be my hero. And that was not the correct answer. The correct answer was Jesus.
Did every other kid say Jesus?
Every other kid said Jesus, my Lord and Savior. It's like said Jesus. And these were kids that like, I mean, I'm not going to name names, but these were like not Jesus-y kids. These were like kids that were like, you know, blowing guys behind 7-Eleven. And so, yeah, they didn't really follow in his footsteps on the beach. But at the time, I was supposed to have said Jesus. And so everybody in the room all the parents were like, yeah, Jesus. And we never had another one of these. We never attended another
one. Well, they had them. You were never invited.
My parents were like, whoa. And we weren't invited. And my parents were like, fuck no, we are out on that. Yeah. So. Hey, Rin.
Hey, Mikey.
Do you think I have a new obsession?
You do. You do have a new obsession.
I do.
You do.
I'm jetting. So we're talking about the Blend Jet. So the Blend Jet it's basically a handheld blender with a drinking vessel on top of it. And I've had this lifelong dream. Started probably not lifelong, but maybe high school, maybe junior high. I would get 7-Eleven Slurpees, and I love them. But they were just too sugary. I'd get the Coca-Cola Classic ones. It was just too sweet, too sugary, too much. And my dream was that I could have a Slurpee consistency, but ice water or ice water with lemon. And the Blend Jet has brought me this.
It delivers.
So like 6 times a day, I fill up my Blend Jet with ice and then fill it almost to the brim with water, a little squeeze of lemon, and then I blend it up. And it becomes this silk. The blade is so strong and so sharp that it makes this like super, super smooth, yummy, slurpy texture. And I just eat it with my spoon, drink it with my mouth, and I love it so much. My Blend Jet is my new girlfriend. Sorry, side piece.
Yeah, Mikey said it. Blend Jet 2 is portable. You can blend up a smoothie at work. You can do a protein shake at the gym.
That's me blending right now, jetting.
Or you can do a sugar-free, no additives Slurpee.
True.
It's small enough. It fits in a cup holder, but it's powerful enough to blast through tough ingredients like ice. Mikey's ice.
Yep. Yeah. My ice, frozen fruit.
Frozen fruit.
Craziness. Probably your hand, but it's safe. It turns itself off so you can't chop through your hand.
Blend Jet 2 is super quiet, so you can make your morning smoothie without waking up the whole house. We know how important this is in this house. We've got a new baby.
Word.
I make my smoothies every afternoon while he's sleeping.
Not in the Blend Jet sometimes, and it's in another blender that basically rocks the foundation of our home like an earthquake.
Lasts for 15 or more blends and recharges quickly with a USB-C. Best of all, Blend Jet cleans itself. Mikey loves this part when I use it. Blend water with a drop of soap. You're good to go.
It's amazing. So what are you waiting for? Go to blendjet.com and grab yours today. Be sure to use our promo code Let's Eat, LETSEAT, to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. No other portable blender on the market comes close to the quality, power, and innovation of the Blend Jet 2. They guarantee you'll love it or your money back. Blend anywhere, anytime with the Blend Jet 2 portable blender. Go to blendjet.com and use the code LETSEAT to get 12% off your order and free 2-day shipping. Shop today and get the best deal ever.
What are you waiting for?
Get jetting. Yeah.
That's great.
Go.
So today what we thought we would do, we were listening, you know, we do our kind of family dance parties while we're cooking.
Def.
And we were just noticing how much women are talked about in as a reference to food.
Sure.
And we talked about that. Well, I talked about this a little bit on a show that you should totally check out, Jeff and Ant of the Culture.
Yep.
They did a food and hip hop show.
Yeah.
And it was really good. It was a really fun show.
Yeah.
So go through their archives and check that one out and then listen to all the rest of them. It's in our archives
too, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's in our archives as well. But I wanted to just expand upon it a little bit because I just think it's really rich.
Yeah.
And it just says a lot about what the, you know, I think the perception of women, right?
Well, so hold on, because you didn't clarify. So on their show, we just talked about food in hip hop in general. So it could have been right. talking about money, and like fettuccine or whatever. And then you talked about right. women being described specifically as food.
Right.
Yeah. And so this is,
so we wanted to just
a rich vein.
Yeah. We wanted to flesh that out a little more.
before we get into it, so I started to, because I had a couple of songs that were like top of mind. But then I also just searched like songs about women as food.
Nice.
And there was all these lists of like the top 50 songs or whatever. And but one of the ones, I think it was Men's Health, but it was a glycemic index. So nice. It was like talking about, and I just thought it was funny, the idea of thinking about like, you know, because of course people are like, oh, she's sweet, is sugar or whatever. But like, think of it as like, oh, she's rich like meatloaf, you know, like, she's rich like a foie gras. Like nobody's really talking about like savory,
protein rich.
It's glycemic. Like, it's high sugar content. Like,
right. Yeah. Well, and isn't that intentional, right?
Oh,
because
sure.
women are, they're not meant to be strong,
right.
protein rich,
yeah.
deliver lots of nutrient and value to your life.
Hey, Rin.
It's merely you're a fucking cinnamon roll, right? So
yeah,
you're supposed to be
sugar, yeah. cheap calories. Yeah.
And you're supposed to be very sweet.
Right. And kind of, yeah, light, not too complex or whatever.
No.
Hey,
no.
Rin. If I was gonna write a song about you, uh-huh. it would be about that you're a roasted duck breast with crispy Brussels sprouts. No, you'd probably be like sushi or something like that.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And with a broth.
Oh.
Like broth, like sipping broth on the side, because you'd be like, you're
hearty.
Like both hearty, fun, bright, light,
uh-huh.
yummy,
uh-huh.
but then also rich and nutrient dense.
Oh.
Yeah. And something I could eat every day. Chomp,
oh.
chomp.
Oh.
Chomp, chomp.
I love that. You, for me, would be.
Oh, boy. Oh fuck, I didn't consent to this.
No, I was just, the first thing that came to my mind was grilled cheese. And not because you're stretchy, not because you're stretchy and doughy or something like that, but it just felt and, like,
or something that like homeless people make on a on an ironing board. No, yeah, you're totally like classy, not fat.
Really expensive.
Super expensive. Yeah. Hard to find. Mm-hmm. Only made of the best ingredients. Thanks, well, Rin.
No, I was really thinking of like a really nice whole grain bread that I got from the farmer's market, some mm-hmm. really nice cheese, and then American cheese was on it too.
For sure. Yeah, I don't.
But I was just thinking of it because it sounds so delicious.
Yeah.
I can think about a grilled cheese when I'm completely full.
Oh, yeah,
and
for
it
sure.
still sounds
it's,
yummy.
It's like a taco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, tacos doesn't do that for me.
Oh, really?
No, but a grilled cheese totally does that for me, and that's how I think about you. Like,
oh, nice.
Even when I'm done with people, I feel like done with life.
Yeah.
I'm never full of Mikey.
That's really sweet. Grilled cheese is one of those things. We've kind of talked about it before. We should have an episode about this, like, and I don't know what you call it, but like things that should be the most basic ingredients. Like,
don't complicate it.
No,
yeah.
There was this right. whole run on fancy grilled cheeses for a while. Nobody fucking wants a fancy grilled cheese.
Right.
Nobody wants all the bullshit on it. Just give me like enriched white bread, American cheese, and like just and butter. That's the only grilled cheese anybody actually wants. And same as a hamburger. Everybody's like, oh man, we got to put like pickled eggs on it and butter, all this like, you know, candy maple bacon. No. Smash burger, shredded iceberg lettuce, American cheese, you know, and that's fucking it. It's the best burger. Sesame bun. Only way to go.
We will agree to disagree here.
Well, you're boring. So do you want to go one for one on these or what do you want to
sure,
do? Okay,
sure,
cool.
Sure,
I have
sure.
a lot. So.
Oh, you do. I only have a couple.
Okay. Do you want me? I can do my honorable. Why don't you do one and then I'll do, or I can do honorable mentions kind of thing.
Sure.
I don't know.
Why don't you start there?
Well, so Maroon 5 came up a lot because he does Sugar is like the big song.
Yep.
But then they also just had a lot of Maroon 5 songs. And I didn't pick one because, for one thing, you know, everybody knows what Adam Levine looks like. He's this skinny little California fella.
Yep.
And he sings about sugar. I kind of read like a bunch of different lyrics, and he sings about sugar like a narc, like someone who's never had sugar before. And it's like he keeps saying how she's sweet, like you're sweet like a California sunset or something like that. And I'm like, well, I mean, a California sunset is sweet and sugary. And then he talks about Red Velvet a lot, which like Red Velvet, nobody likes. Like that's not the go-to thing that people are like, man, I really want some fondant. Not that it's fondant, but like Red Velvet. Funny. I'm like, it's like a undercover cop in a, you know, trying to buy drugs from kids or something. He's like,
any smack?
Man, you're sweet and sugary like raspberry jelly, like rhubarb jelly. No, what the fuck? Just talk about chocolate, bro. So that was kind of one. And then the other one was for one thing, looking at lyrics without the music.
With no context. It's so weird.
So like I want to just talk, like people that like say like, I'm a songwriter. Cool. It's bullshit. Are you kidding me? Like it's just the same words over and over again. Like there's certain, some of the songs that I looked at, one of which is like in my top three. It's 10 words,
yep.
The whole song.
Yeah.
And they're just repeated over and over again. And it's like, oh, cool, you're a lyricist?
Right.
Get fucked.
Right.
Like hip hop is the only genre that actually is word dense. Mm-hmm. Of all like pop music and rock music and stuff, there's like 25 words.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So one of them was Pour Some Sugar on Me, Def Leppard. Great song. Not that food related.
Uh-huh.
Like a lot of these, it's kind of just more the hook and it's about the sweetness, whatever. But they do say over and over again, you got the peaches, I got the cream. Ew.
Oh, wow.
And then sweet to taste. And then the next word is saccharin. Mm-mm. But I don't know how he pronounced it because he rhymes it with cream. It's like a slant rhyme. So does he say, you've got the peaches, I've got the cream, sweet to taste, saccharine? So I don't know, but he literally says saccharin, which is spelled S-A-C-C-H-A-R-I-N-E.
Can we play just a little clip of that song?
There's no way that, I don't know, the person's, who's the lead singer of Def Leppard? I have no idea. Someone dead. But I mean, there's no way that human knows what, if I just sold him the word, send him the word saccharin, he'd be like, saccharine? Oh, fuck. I don't know. But I just thought that was really funny that they just, and he just says it over and over and over again.
Definitely. Oh, yeah. It's that guy. What's his
name? Sebastian Bach? No.
No.
That's from a different band. I'm bad about these sorts of bands. Here, while you're looking that up, I'm also going to talk about Cherry Pie.
Joe Elliott was his name. Is his name.
More like Joe Idiot. So Cherry Pie by Warrant. She's My Cherry Pie. Cool Drink of Water. Such a Sweet Surprise. Tastes So Good. Make a Grown Man cry. Sweet Cherry Pie. Oh, yeah. The thing that I like about Warrant is that their name is Warrant.
Yeah.
Which is like we've been doing crimes. Yeah. You need to come arrest us.
Yeah.
If you look at those fucking cowards, they're like dressed like little S&M dolls. You got the little black leathers on and stuff and the nips out. I'm like, God, you guys have not, the only crimes you've committed is your music. So anyways, sorry. Those are my honorable mentions.
So that's great. I mean, that's three songs, all of which have to do with sugar.
Oh,
saccharin,
yes,
drippy, sweet, nothingness.
Totally. Yeah, and I mean
empty, calories.
Hollow calories, cheap calories. Yeah, just wild.
Love it. The only thing that I could do for this episode was look to LL Cool J.
Ladies love Cool James.
They do love Cool James.
Yeah, yeah.
And the reason why is because he only speaks about them in terms of food,
yes,
and more specifically, any kind of sweet food.
For sure, yeah.
The other thing about LL is he just kind of talks about food a lot.
He
and
does.
Then in his videos, he's eating a lot. I kind of love it. I don't think I realized it until I kind of went down the rabbit hole a little bit. I didn't put all the pieces together.
Yeah.
But it's sort like of like Brad Pitt. Yeah. In
everything.
Well, Ocean's Eleven was mostly, right?
But he, in almost every movie, he's eating.
I love it.
It's great. Yeah.
I feel like I don't know. LL.
Well,
LL, this is the inception is with LL. I don't think Brad Pitt created this.
Sure.
But it's really brilliant.
Well, and LL also has like a very famously attractive mouth.
Definitely.
Yeah. Licks his lips a lot and all that sort of stuff. And so when he's eating an apple, for instance, in the Doing It video,
yes,
he's not eating an apple. I mean, he is, but he's not.
So LL, I appreciate because I think that there's a real love of food and a real honoring of food.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I also think he's probably, he just works out a ton. So he's probably just calorie deficient. He's just fucking hungry.
Yeah, for sure.
They're like, hey, LL, we're going to run that back because you did talk about eating Slim Jims for for the last 15 minutes and beef jerky and electrolytes. It's just not that sexy. Got to get my protein back.
But I do appreciate it because I think that food is just a big part of his life.
I hope that's true.
Maybe it's less about, you know, women just have to be sweet little nothings in my life and more about I just want to consume kind of
calories.
And I'm just food real hungry. Is delicious. Women are delicious.
They always tell you not to shop hungry. The other thing is don't rap, like don't record hungry.
But I think maybe my favorite one is because the entire song, well, the song is called Milky Cereal.
Oh, I don't even know if I know. Is it an older
one? I did not know the song. It is a, when's it from? Let's see if they tell us more about it. But I had to give it a listen because it's not an LL song that I was familiar with.
I don't know a lot of LL's old stuff.
But he opens by saying, ain't nothing like a nice bowl of cornflakes in the morning to smooth you out.
Yeah, the poops wise?
That's kind of what I was thinking. Maybe some fibrous cornflakes
to
help you take a good poop.
Gotcha.
But the whole song is about milky cereal. And then what he does with his lyrics is every woman that he meets is a type of cereal. So like, mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the baddest female of them all? It was Frosted Flake.
Oh, sure.
She loved a bowl.
Yep. To bowl?
She loved to bowl.
Like bowling? And then ball?
A bowl of cereal? I don't really know.
Yeah.
He goes to a club. The name of the club was Cheerios. He talks to somebody, says, I'm wearing an earring, but I ain't no Fruit Loop.
Uh-oh.
LL.
Uh-oh. That one didn't age well, buddy.
It sure didn't. yeah, but the whole, and then the next woman he meets is named Lucky Charm. and the whole, you know, and then obviously he doesn't just meet these women and have a conversation.
Sure.
There's some kind of sexual interlude that happens. But the whole song is about women as cereal,
which I like that.
More specifically milky cereal. So I just thought that was a little like slightly off the beaten path. Yeah, it's still sweet.
Sure.
But they could be like iron fortified cereals.
That's true. Yeah, I like that.
And lots of these cereals have vitamins, minerals added to them.
Yes. Oh, that's a good way of looking at it.
Perhaps, I don't
Could
know.
Could be your dad's boring shredded wheat or like Weetabix.
He doesn't, you know, every cereal he talks about is still one of sugar like a sweet ones. Garbage cereal, but
I mean, if I was talking about you in a sexual way, like in whispers, and I said, yo, baby, you're my bowl of grape nuts. your hard little crunchy teeth that are made out of cracked wheat and are barely edible.
I got to let you sit in milk for 10 minutes before I can even put you in my mouth.
They even tell you they suggest on the box to microwave it for a little bit.
No, they don't.
They do. They say microwave it.
Wait, microwave it with the milk in it?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. And but it makes it more like porridgey. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Yeah. What was the name I came up with for my congee and oatmeal spot yesterday? Oh, the mushroom.
The mushroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on down. That's good. That's good.
That was a really good one.
Milky cereal.
Milky cereal. I'm really into it. So and I good. Like to think of my cereal as milky.
Sure.
I'm not, it sure. feels like it's focusing more on the liquid than the cereal. And I'm just kind of, I don't know. I don't think of my, man, when I'm looking for a cereal, I'm looking for it to be milky. But maybe he's talking about discharge.
Well, and maybe he's also talking about, lubrication. Because the one, the one, who was it? Oh, it was the first woman yeah. that he met, Frosted okay. Flake. And he talks about her skin color.
Okay.
So she's white. He doesn't okay. say that any of the other women are white, so I okay. was curious if it's like a skin.
Oh, interesting.
Thing? I yeah. don't know.
Well, this is. I mean, it kind of leads me into Wu-Tang nice. Ice cream.
Yeah.
Which I'm not going to actually dig into that much because it's a little bit of one of those songs that's it's about ice cream, but it's not really much of the song. The whole all of like the chorus is about ice cream.
Yeah.
And so it's there's a lot of ice cold bitches melt down in my when in my clutch, and what they titties and want they titties sucked ice cream yeah in your guts French vanilla butter pecan chocolate deluxe even caramel sundaes is getting touch scoop in the ice cream truck who tears it up, ice cold bitches melt down when in the clutch, they want they titties sucked ice cream, that's Method Man that says that but great song, but I'm actually not going to focus on that on Wu-Tang. I love that song,
yeah.
But it just made me think about that. And they kind of do talk about each of the women. I think Puerto Rican woman is butter pecan.
So sure,
kind of
sure.
Trying to relate it. Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
The one song that I think we could devote a whole episode to this song because I think there's a lot of things about it. And it's Carry Out by Timbaland and Justin Timberlake.
I knew you were going to put that one on your list, which is why I focused yeah. only on LL, because that one it's a crowning achievement.
So I pulled my pull quote from it is a JT line, but it's number one, I take two, number threes, that's a whole lot of you and a side of me.
nice JT.
Now, thank you. Now I'm full of myself to want. Now is it full of myself to want you full of me? And if there's room for dessert, then I want a piece. I don't really care about the lyrics so much, that part of the lyrics. Mm-hmm. What I think is funny, A, is that I think that they got into the lab and they were like, we're making a lot of hits, Timothy.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's
yeah.
like, Justin, we are making a lot of hits. And he's yeah. like, I bet you we could make a song that refers to women's bodies as takeout food. And then we also could call it Carry Out.
Do you think they had takeout in front of them?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
also gigantic amounts of weed.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But I also just like the word carry out. Nobody who is there a place in the United States where they call it carry out? Like I know like we offer carry out, but it's takeout food. And also in the in the song they talk a lot about fast food. Nobody is calling fast food carry out food, right? Carry out feels like it's an English term.
Yeah, like, yeah, you're right.
And the main refrain yeah. of the song is, damn girl, you got a body like a carry out. Uh-huh. What?
What does that
like
mean?
Like a carry out? Like you could say like carry out food.
Yeah.
But it's nobody says carry out. And I was thinking more about the word carry out. And it feels like you're having to like lodge it under your arm and really like laboriously get it out of there. It's like I think about carrying a whole turkey, like a 30 yeah. pound turkey, and I'm like, that's woof, I'm carrying it out. It yep. just doesn't feel like they decided to make this song as unsexy as possible.
It's not sexy. I do love the idea of thinking of the two of them sitting down collabing and having takeout in front of them.
Sure.
And like, I bet you we can do this.
Yeah.
I bet you. It's kind of like Trump. Like,
yeah.
I bet I can say this and I'll still be president.
I also just like the idea that like, you know, that people are like, oh man, where do you get your inspiration? And they're like, well, we had a bunch of Chinese food and it came from that. Like I was telling you this morning, there's this big debate online with people that putting up, would you rather have $500,000 in cash or lunch with Jay-Z? And people are legitimately answering that they'd rather have lunch with Jay-Z. And a lot of the reasoning is because of the wisdom that he might spit during their lunch. Mm-hmm. And he was just on Good Morning America or whatever. And he was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Take the money.
Take the money. Yeah. He's like, everything, anything important that I've wanted to say, it's on my albums. You can spend $40 and buy all of my albums. Right. And then you'll still have $460,000. Yeah. So I just.
I like your math.
Did I do it? I did it right. $40,000. Oh, no, $40,000. Whoops. $40. Okay. So anyways, yeah, Carrie Out, Justin Timberlake,
So Timbo. Good. Yeah. It's so good.
How many more do you have?
I just have two more.
Okay, me too.
So we need to go back to LL, obviously.
I think you're just going
to
go all James.
Oh, it's all James.
Oh, good, yeah.
I love the song Around the Way, Girl. It's maybe my favorite LL song.
Oh, yeah, that does have foodie, a lot of foodie.
Yeah. And he does say, you're sweet like sugar with your gangster talk.
Yeah.
And then what does he want to do? He wants to eat you like a cookie when I see you walk.
Eat you like a cookie. He does say it in a funny way, too. I also love the word cookie.
Cookie, yeah.
Because it's literally saying what you did to it. And it's a little, what is it? Well, it's a cookie. How'd you make it? Like, I cookied it.
I
cooked it. It's a little cook. Cookie.
I never thought about that.
They're calling it a bakey.
Yeah.
Can I have a bakey?
But this, I feel like this is the best example of what we're talking about, right? Because he leads in saying, you're sweet like sugar.
Yep.
And then he wants to eat her like a cookie,
yeah.
Which the way that I eat cookies, I would not want to be eaten like that.
No, you're a cookie monster cookie eater.
Exactly.
Yeah. Crumbs flying in all directions.
Really dangerous.
Yeah. It's like the Brian Regan wood chipper thing. Like a wood chipper. Wouldn't go out and get your hand anywhere near eating the cookie.
No.
But he also says, isn't that standing at the bus stop sucking on a lollipop?
Sure.
There is a bit. This, we maybe don't need to get into this on the show, but there is a bit of an infantilization element and kind of a childification element when you start talking about candy.
For sure.
Like, I didn't put 50 Cent's Candy Shop on here.
Ooh, wow. Yep.
But Candy Shop has this thing that's like, it feels kind of like he's singing like a kid's song. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just, I've always been kind of grossed out by it, but
yeah, there's, and there's lots of reference to, I feel like a kid in a candy store. Oof. When you're like looking at women.
Yeah.
And
no, thank you.
Yeah, it is.
It's too much.
It's kind of an odd reference.
And we won't even ever get into Bruce Springsteen, Hey Little Girl, Is Your Daddy Home?
Yikes.
Pete Holmes does a whole thing about it. That's very funny. Like talking about the sound engineer being like, oh God, is everybody hearing this?
Well, and what were we talking about? Oh, Belle Biv DeVoe. Oof. And how they literally say in the song Do Me, underage, adolescent.
Yeah.
And the whole song, it's called Do Me. You can imagine what it's about.
I think it's talking about boonering.
I think so, yeah.
And it's, I don't know how old they were at the time, but I don't think, if you're saying adolescent,
saying underage.
Well, right. You're probably not underage if they're saying underage.
I don't think so.
Woof.
Woof, what?
So you're talking about like a 16-year-old, bro?
Well, adolescent is not 16. Adolescent's like 14. 12.
Oh, God.
I mean, gross.
Michael Bivins, no. Okay. Statute of limitations has not been met. We're going to send the Mikey and Rin Eden police over to your house, Michael Bivins. Okay, which one am I going to do first? I'm going to do 112.
Ooh.
Peaches and Cream.
Great.
Yeah. 112 doesn't really, because 112, they were under Bad Boy. And so they did some kind, you know, they did a bunch of stuff with Biggie. They did whatever, but they were like a gospel-y, like they kind of had like a church element to them, not super religious, but I think they came from the church. And so they kind of like didn't push real hard. And then there was just an album where I think Diddy was like, hey bros, we need to make sex
open the floodgates.
Yeah.
Open the floodgates.
Basements are flooding. So they did Peaches and Cream, and this, the whole album was just like sex wall to wall. A couple lyrics. It's even better when it's with ice cream. Know what I mean? Peaches and cream.
I do know what you mean.
Want to taste it in the morning when I'm waking up, like peach cobbler in my stomach when I eat it up. Hey, bros, maybe don't talk about peach cobbler in your stomach? That's that all makes me think about is stomach acid and pooping. Like peach cobbler in my stomach when I eat it up. Oh. Yarf. So all the ladies in the house, if your peach is it, put your hands in the air and represent your click.
Should have said represent your clit.
Wow, yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Better rhyme.
It's the eating part. It's always the part that I've had a hard time with eating out. Like eating someone out. It's eating. It's the. It's not the eating, like the biting, the mouth usage part. It's the idea of swallowing. Like the consumption element. I've always been, oh, God. It's just like, no, thank you. That's cannibalism. So yeah, so those boys, and the video for that was a very sexy video. Ooh, I don't remember.
Remember.
It was great. Yeah.
Yeah. 112. I mean, those boys.
They also
some of my favorite songs.
They also had one of those bands where the lead singer, the person with the best voice, was not the most attractive one in the band.
Sure.
Like the Spice Girls. where Sporty Spice, like by a fucking monster river, had the best voice out of all those bitches. But she was just like, you know, everybody was like, she was like for sure, like, you know, the like lesbian idol of the group or whatever. And she was adorable. But all the other girls were like the sex symbols.
Right.
Slim was the lead singer of
right.
112, but he was like a little anorexic umbrella. And all the other boys were kind of hot, I think. So, yeah. All right. I have one more. You have one more. Go.
Ladies, do you love Cool James?
I sure do.
Because I sure do. Yeah.
What is his full name? I don't know what his name is. James, you talk.
And I love the song Big Ol' Butt.
Oh, James Todd Smith. I knew that, actually. Okay.
Oh, that's right. Because he likes refers to himself as Mr. Smith. And didn't yes. he have albums that were called Mr. Yeah, Smith?
For sure.
And Big Ol' Butt, I mean, listened to the song hundreds of times.
Sure.
Didn't really process how much yeah. food reference there is in that song.
This is the other part, is that when I started going down the road, I was like, oh my God, that whole song is about food.
It's all about
food.
I
didn't even think about it.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Let's just go through some of this. Because it opens the song with, I was at the mall sipping on a milkshake. So
he's just getting himself primed.
He's getting ready.
Yeah, a little appetizer.
He does say, I felt like a kid in a candy store.
Oh boy.
Looking at the ladies.
Sure. I think a kid in a candy store is a weird reference to make. It's a weird thing that it's lasted for so long. Because when I was a kid in a candy store, I was in a fret. Because I had like, I was fretting because I only had like a, let's say a dollar to spend. And I was like, fuck, how am I going to make this dollar go as far as possible? Yeah.
But maybe that is some of the way that he's feeling, right? He can maybe only choose one of these women.
He's James. This is James. This is Mr. Smith we're talking about.
This is true.
He could have a six pack.
Oh, yeah. Another great couple lines. Post-coitus.
Okay.
When I was through, the first thing he does, I wiped the sweat from my eyes. Then went to the kitchen and got some sweet potato pies.
Oh, God.
Towel off.
Towel off.
Stretch your hammies.
Stretch a hammy.
Grab the pie.
Get some starchy pies. I mean, sweet potato pie is very delicious.
Oof.
Definitely not the thing that I'm thinking about post-coitus. If I always, like, so I will, again, we'll never mention who this is, but we knew someone who worked with Diddy and in a food relationship.
Yes.
And Diddy would ask for sandwiches and food mid-sex. Would ask for it to be delivered. That's amazing. Can you imagine that?
Oh.
If we had like a little takeout window, like right above our bed.
Yep.
And, you know, in at like minute and a half, halfway through.
I was going to say, you really want it halfway? Or
yeah, so
you want to just wait
so
wait another 2 minutes?
90 seconds in. Just a sandwich just fires out. I eat it in 3 seconds. And then a minute and a half later, I can go have post-coitus. just fires a couple fries into my gullet.
That's the other thing Mikey and I talk about a fair amount is just the amount of time that the whatever kind of lovemaking is happening.
I mean, Usher talks
through
about
the entire night.
The whole night? I mean, hey, bro, I want to sleep a little bit.
Yeah.
LL has a line where he says, yeah, I want to search you with my tongue, girl. I'll search your body with my tongue, girl, all night.
No.
That's so much saliva, bro.
So wet. Your mouth is going to be dry. My body's going to be sticky.
When you like lick something, like you smell it, your hand kind of smells.
It's going to be smelly.
It's going to be smelly and so wet. Are you a kitten? A tongue bath, James? I want to get some sleep. Like, let's just, hey, man, efficiency sake, let's just knock out a nice 40-minute jam session. Have a little sandwich.
You can lick me like a lollipop and then go grab some sweet potato pie.
Yeah, and then let's just get a little snoozy.
Yeah, that sounds great. Okay. I can go bathe. Okay, this is my final line here. He's at Red Lobster.
Yes, he is. Of course.
The whole song is him eating. And shrimp and steak wasn't the only thing cooking. I sat down to eat, ordered my food. I said to the waitress, I don't mean to be rude, but I'll take you on a platter.
Oof.
She said, you got a girl? I said, it don't matter. You look like you're tastier than a piping hot pizza.
Wow.
Pizza?
Pizza.
I mean, this...
It's so good.
It's so good. And the other thing is... It's so good that he's at Red Lobster.
Yes. Talking about pizza.
Shrimp and steak wasn't the only thing cooking.
No.
He tells the waitress that she looks like a piping hot pizza. I don't know.
Piping hot.
I don't know if there's anything better.
That's a lot. He's watching those crustaceans swim around in their little tank before he has them murdered for his delicate pleasure. I mean, the other thing that I like about the song is that it's self-referential. It's like a Ouroboros.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of like he's talking about food the whole time and fat bottom girls.
Yes.
Like they're going to have bigger bottoms after they eat the food that he's talking about. True. So it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
True.
Like you got to feed the monster.
But this was the first of LL's lyrics that referred to a woman as a piping hot pizza.
Yeah.
Little more.
Another funny word.
Yeah.
Piping?
Piping hot?
I don't know what that means. We should look that one up. Yeah. And I also just like, well, then notoriously pizza is very difficult to eat when it's piping hot. You have to do you know, in and out mouth breathe if you bite it too quickly. So he's going to have to wait for her to cool down a little bit. Or maybe apply some ranch dressing as like a salve. Blue cheese, obviously only. Sorry. Okay. Final one that I have is... And I saved it for last. It's probably the newest of all of our songs.
Uh-huh.
And this is Harry Styles' Watermelon Sugar.
Oh, great.
Which
great.
Infamously is about cunnilingus.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I read the lyrics and it feels like a sex song. It feels like a cum song. I don't know. Maybe it's about eating vagina.
Yeah.
Watermelon Sugar is also a very redundant title. Watermelon is water and sugar, basically.
Sure.
Watermelons are notoriously cut in a triangle shape, which is also a kind of referential to a vagina area, vaginal area. So maybe
vulva.
It is vulva.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of, so it could be about cunnilingus. I don't know. Here's some of the lyrics that I chose. Let's tastes like strawberries on a summer evening. And it sounds just like a song. I want your belly and that summer feeling. I don't know if I could ever go without. What the shit?
What?
I want your belly?
What's that mean?
I don't know.
Your belly. it's above the vulvar area.
Vulvar. I know, it's there.
Okay.
Very good song, though. Fun song. Hairstyles. Sure. He makes some sexy songs. If it's about cunnilingus, then good for him. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it is, but yeah. How are you feeling?
Wow. I don't know. I could talk about this for days. I love it. I love, he's got that look in his eyes. Is it Pink Floyd time?
Pink Floyd?
That sounded like the beginning of that Pink Floyd song.
Oh, yeah. No, it's actually time for a quiz.
Okay.
Which we've already run long on the show, but we're doing a best sexy snacks.
Oh, great. Okay.
Quiz.
I can fire these out real
quick. Three questions. Mm-hmm. Notoriously, Mikey's Quizathon. Rinny can't win it because I'm the only one who knows the answers.
Yep.
Here we go.
I'm going to try my damnedest, though.
What is the best make out in a movie snack? So you're at a movie.
Yep.
You're going to make out. What's the best one?
I would say peanut M&Ms because they're going to like taste good in your mouth while you're making out. You can let them. They disappear quickly after you chew them.
Yep.
No like popcorn kernels stuck in your teeth.
Great answer. Mm-hmm. And arguably peanut M&M's best movie theater snack, period.
Yes.
That you can buy at the movie theater.
Yes.
Yeah, but that's the wrong answer.
Shareable, craveable.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Totally. And you can also suck them and eat them slowly so you can make them last throughout the movie. Wrong answer. the answer is the time that I went on a date with a girl to a movie, don't remember the movie, and I ate snow caps.
Oh,
you know what those are? They're like, they look like a little Hershey's Kiss with like the those. Little nonpareils on top. And I dumped some of them into my crotch area. Didn't know this. Got done with the movie. Was wearing light colored shorts, and it looked like I had snow crapped my pants. Snow craps.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay. Second question. 0-1. Romance in a hotel room. What's the best snacks for romance in a hotel room?
Something that's not going to get all over the sheets.
Ooh.
I would say something not too crummy.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to say this is a weird one. Okay. Combos.
Oh, you can just, wow. Like, so specific.
Throw it right in your mouth.
Yep.
Crunch it up and it's gone.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's got the combination of crunch
and smooth. Salt and
Could be the right answer. It could be one of these things, right? I also like the idea that you were trying to protect the bed in a rented room. No, the whole.
Well, I'm going to sleep in it.
Notoriously, hotel rooms is do what you want. No, the best hotel room snacks are actually things that we've done together, which is when we would go and get 2 to 3 fast food things and bring them and put them on the bed and spread them out.
Yeah.
Done that a couple times. Vending machine party,
yeah.
Which could include
could
combos.
Include combos.
Could include them.
Yeah.
I'll give you 0.001 of a point. But no, the idea is get a bunch of shit, spread it on the bed, watch HGTV and fucking Mao.
Yeah.
And probably get salt sores because everything is old and salty.
For sure.
Okay.
Love it.
Last bit is what is the best, I said best makeout candy, but it feels redundant for the movie one, but what is the best sex candy? Sexual candy
a lollipop
of my childhood.
A blow pop.
Ooh, I did eat a ton of blow pops.
Mm-hmm. And it's called a blow pop and you suck pop. On it.
Whoa. And the center is gum. Okay. Yeah. Nice job. No, wrong answer. The answer is green jelly beans.
Green specifically?
Well, what? Was that not a thing when you were a kid?
No.
Oh, green was horny. Green was the horny color.
Oh. So like, what? You ate it? And felt horny?
No, I like gave them to my 5th grade girlfriend. I gave her a jar of just green jelly bellies.
Gross.
And she was like, oh man. It was like when you tied a cherry stem
with
to
your
show
tongue?
That you could make out. Yeah,
uh-huh,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
This was the same sort of thing. It was like, I'm horny for you. Green is our horny color. And then I guess you'd eat them and make out. I have no idea. But it was just like, yeah, green's horny color. I mean, doesn't it make you horny? Green is a sex color.
Yeah.
Is it?
Sure.
Think of green
you
as
are
like.
You're just bathed in rainbows right now.
Oh, thank
we
you.
We have this prism in our back room where we're recording, and Mikey is, he just looks like a little goddess over there. It's really it's really beautiful. They're all over your face and creating a little
Take
halo.
Take a picture of me. We'll put it up on our social media.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much. We love you.
We sure do.
If we missed, well, of course we missed songs.
Oh, many.
There's got to be
many,
crazy.
Many, many
there was
songs.
Actually, and there was a bunch of shit from like the 50s and 60s
Ooh,
that I didn't really dig into.
Dipping
that
back
was
into that
pretty
misogynist
wild.
Zone.
Oh boy, and it was like, yeah, because not only do I not think of you as a human, but I also think of you as like a tea sandwich or vanilla wafer or whatever.
I love it. I just want to. This is a little clunky, but you know, we're talking about bodies and women and I just want to give a little shout out to the Center for Reproductive Rights. Maybe you can go there. We've talked about this on our show before. It's a really great website that helps if you want to donate some money for things like healthcare, abortion care. It's a good place that has, you know, just a, like funnel of kind of all the things that you can do. You know, we're talking about objectification of women's bodies a little bit. And we're in an era where the kind of basic healthcare rights are being stripped away.
For sure. And our new Speaker of the House is poised and ready to fuck women left and right.
100%.
Yeah. Strip your rights and probably sexually assault you because he's a monster.
Yeah, I'm saying it's a precarious time.
It is.
And if you want to dip back into our archives, you know that we have a particularly vested interest in preserving the right to choose what to do with your body.
Amen.
And I'm glad that we had the choice. I had the choice to do that with mine.
For sure. And women's bodies are not food.
They're not food.
And do you remember the 80s trope where they used to like, you'd like have a person come and you'd lay sushi on them?
Definitely.
Wow, that was a lot.
Wasn't just the 80s. I think they did it in, Kim Cattrall did it in Sex and the City. God.
That's so much.
It's so much.
And it's going to warm the sushi up.
Wow.
Sick.
Don't want my sushi body temperature.
At Mikey and Rin on Instagram. Yes. Let's eat at MikeyandRin.com. Send us your food sex stories. If you have a Willie Nelson song that we missed or something where
God, I hope you do.
The long-haired, red-headed stranger, whatever they fucking call him. If you have a song that someone says that a woman's body is a pastry or a confection of some variety, let us know. We love you guys.
ReproductiveRights.org.
Hit it.
Love you.
Love you too.